Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is a show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And this week, a little bit different, just because I'm here. Which I guess means that Leo's not listening, because we all know Adam's listener, Leo, not a fan of mine. I don't know why I did to him. Probably annoyed him. I mean, that's not a far stretch. I know my own self well enough to know that I am not exactly, you know, an easy person. I'd like to think I'm a nice person. I'd like to think that I'm a fun person. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm an easy person. But anyway, Adam's going to be gone all week this week. He's out in Las Vegas, the Sin City. I don't think it's the Sin City. I think it's just Sin City. Doing a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I don't know if you listen to other podcasts, but if you listen to the Little Fatty Cast, you'll know that Larry H. Vader is also in Vegas, at least through this weekend. So I think he's leaving. Today's Monday, so he's leaving, I think, tonight. So there's a couple of days, because Adam got there like Friday or Saturday. So I think there's a couple of days overlap. I doubt that they connected while they were there. I was going to say hooked up, but then my mental editor was just like going, don't say hooked up. That sounds wrong. But I think you knew what I meant. Anyway, it's great to be here this week. And I thought it might be fun to try something a little bit new. I forgot that I'm supposed to fade this music down. So I was like going, when does this theme song stop? Answer, it doesn't. It just keeps going until you fade it out. I thought it would be fun to do a little thing this week. So what I'm going to do is, at the end of every show this week, I'm going to do a little AI segment. So, and I know, before you even get started, I know that you are inundated with AI headlines, because it is literally like being talked about everywhere right now. You know, you go to the hardware store, it's like this measuring tape now with AI. It's like AI everywhere, and it's super like annoying and whatnot, because primarily you tend to see things like, because we live in 2025 and every headline has to be clickbait. So it's like, how I made $1,000 with AI in 32 minutes, or AI is going to steal your job. Here's how to prevent it. Right? It's like, it's always from these really weird extremes, or it's just talking about how this AI model is so much better than this one because it has more tokens, or this one was trained with positive reinforcement, and that's so much. It's just some weird technical thing that most people don't care about, and there's a lot of it. So what you really want to know, I think, this is my hypotenuse. Yeah, I know it's hypothesis, but I like to say hypotenuse. It's a little joke. My hypotenuse here is that what you probably want to know is, what can I actually do with it? Is it useful? And should I even bother? So I figured, let's just do a real quick segment this week. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you an example of something that you can do with AI for free. I'll explain, you know, you can go to the website, you can try it yourself. These are all super simple things. Just in case you've been kind of overwhelmed by the whole AI thing and you haven't tried it yet, I feel like, you know, that's probably important for some of you. Some of you, I mean, most of you are probably like, I know how to do this. I don't need to know. Whatever. Yeah, welcome to free podcasting. Anyway, so I'm going to try that this week. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's not, if you liked it, it's not like I'm going to bring it back. I guess I could move it over to the mix. By the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm Adam's co-host on another podcast we do called The Gay Mix, which is put out weekly instead of daily. So we do a weekly podcast every Friday. And so you can check us out. Anyway, you can find us at mix-podcast.com. Mix-podcast.com. Anyway, enough of that. So I think what we do, I had one more technical thing that I wanted to talk about. Wait, another technical? Did I talk about anything technical? Huh. This is stream of consciousness. I've been personally having a problem recently downloading Geeky Gay. It It will show up in my podcatcher as if there's a new episode, but it will not download it. Even though I have it turned on, you know, I have it set for auto download and stuff like that. It, for some reason, and it doesn't seem to be every day, but more days than not lately, it doesn't automatically download the episode. It just kind of shows a little stub for the episode there. And then my podcatcher kind of skips over it because it's like, oh, I can't stream. So it's not downloaded. And so at first I thought it was because I was using the iTunes feed, which had a FeedBurner header in it. And FeedBurner is long ago been deprecated by Google. And I thought, oh, maybe that's it. Maybe there's something weird happening in the pipeline here. Not to get too into the weeds, but, you know, Geeky Gay has an RSS feed from the website, which then goes through a whole bunch of other iterations to put in some tracking stuff. So I took out the FeedBurner feed. I just went directly from the link that I got from the Geeky Gay website, which should just be the raw feed. But that also is not working lately. And I'm wondering, I see that there's a PodTrack header in there, and I don't think the ones that I'm doing this week will have that PodTrack header, because that's not something that's on my list of things to do. So maybe, anyway, if you're having a problem downloading the Geeky Gay, and this is working, like you're actually hearing it now because you're like, oh, thank God, yeah, I thought it was just me or whatever, then yeah, let me know, let Adam know, because that is absolutely something that, you know, we would need to know. Too often in podcasting, we record them, we put them out there, and then we just assume that everything went fine. And then you learn about them later, right? A big fatty can tell you about this. He's like, I didn't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, if you want to reach out to me, theoretically, I have access to the voicemail this week. So you can give me a call or text, 479-221-9393. That is the Geeky Gay voicemail line. Let me just look real fast and see, dun, 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 if I, that would be shared with me, if there are any messages sent in for Geeky Gay. Oh, yeah, there is. Here's a text that was sent in from someone on the 25th. Came in from Gary in Portland. It says, I love zucchini. Well, let me say it like Gary. I love zucchini bread. I used to have it at the Crossroads Market in the Dallas neighborhood. That's probably not. I think I would need to be, you know, Gary loves it when I change my voice. Let me see.
I love zucchini. No, that's two.
That's two. That's too deep. that went into a weird area that I'm not really sure that I should do it. All right, there you go. 8 minutes down, and I haven't even gotten to what I did this weekend. This weekend, I traveled down to Camp Mars on Friday. We did not do a show this past Friday night because Adam was doing a musical performance and I was camping. So I went down, drove down to Camp Mars. Now, Camp Mars is a campground, gay campground that I go to. And as it turns out, the highway that we live off of, Highway 27 in Florida, is the same highway that the campground is off of. However, 2 hours south, right? So I basically just stay on one road on Highway 27, 2 hours south, and that's how I get to the campground. And I've noticed this thing because it's a highway, right? Not interstate. So there's stoplights on it and you're going through town. So there's, you know, speed limit changes and stoplights and, commuter traffic, I guess, you know, people coming in from side streets and whatnot. And I've noticed this, and I don't know whether this is actually really something that is getting more prevalent or whether I'm just noticing it more. But there are so many people who just seem fucking clueless about how to drive. Like they're driving 35, I'm exaggerating here, but let's say that the speed limit is 55. They're in the left-hand lane driving 53, right? It's like, and there's an empty lane in front of, like miles and miles in front of them is empty road. But if they ever bothered to look in their rear view, they would see a line of cars behind them, like, you know, swerving in and out, trying to get around them, right? Passing them on the right hand side, which is dangerous and it causes accidents and it's super annoying, but it's just like so many people are doing this. You know, we were trying to pass a law in Florida that Ron DeSanctimonious basically shot down. I shouldn't do that. I hate it when people make up those stupid names. Anyway, Ron DeSantis, our governor, took it off the legislative agenda. But we're going to pass a stricter left lane law here in Florida. According to Florida state law, you should only be in the left-hand lane if you are passing. If you're driving normally, you should be in the right-hand lane or any of the right-hand lanes. But the extreme left-hand lane is only for passing. You should be there long enough to pass and then get back over into the flow of traffic. That is how it's supposed to work. It is not how it's working, but that is how it's supposed to work. Also, so many people just pulling out into the road like with no warning. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm in a big truck. I mean, it's a very, you know, it's a fairly intimidating vehicle, right? For me, right? I'm 6 foot tall and I have to, you know, step on the side rail to get up into it, right? It is an F-150 Lariat, right? It's one that I bought for towing our rig whenever. So it's a big truck. I'm like barreling down the road 55 miles an hour and these little fucking cars like pull out of a side road into the lane and they're going like, you know, 35 and you're like slamming on brakes. Thank God I'm not towing anything, right? Another couple of tons back behind me that I'd have to try to slow down, but I don't know what it is. I just feel like traffic's getting worse or I'm getting more impatient with it. Probably the latter, to be honest with you. But I don't know. If you've noticed that, let me know. It'll be so fun reading. Yes, my commute sucks too. People don't know how to drive. Wasn't it George Carlin? It was like anyone that's driving faster than you is a maniac, and anyone driving slower than you is an asshole. Yeah, that's kind of a thing. But I gotta imagine, just to tie this back into AI, because everything ties back to AI. I kind of wish that we would focus on using AI to fix traffic lights. Like in my perfect world, when I pull out onto Highway 27, as long as I'm driving the speed limit, I shouldn't be stopped by a red light. Like as long as I'm driving the speed limit, right, the light should be timed in such a way that it prevents us from having to stop. For the most part, I get that 2 hours, 91 miles south, it's a long stretch for that to happen. But I feel like, you know, somehow over the last couple of decades, we've gone to these pressure plate lights, you know, the ones where you can see in the roadway where they had the little pressure plate and you pull up on the pressure plate and that lets the signaler know that there's a car waiting. And so it like shifts the lights around. But some of these side road pressure plates are insane. Like Highway 27 is a fairly busy road. And yet one car pulls out of Walmart and, you know, it causes the lights to go red on 27 so that they can get out of the parking lot or whatever. It's just, I don't know. It's a mess. I feel like this is what we should be using. Enough of this, you know, I'm going to make myself into a Pixar character. Let's not use AI. Let's apply AI to things that actually matter, like fixing my traffic problems so that I, as an old cranky man, can drive to my gay campground without being annoyed. So I got to Camp Mars. And I think I've talked about Camp Mars before on the mix, but let me just give you an overview here. Camp Mars is kind of a play on words because it's in Venus, Florida. So Venus, Mars, and it is in the middle of Florida, like kind of the middle of the state. It is surrounded by cow pastures. That area of Florida down near Lake Okeechobee, kind of in the interior of the state, there really is nothing. There's Everglades to the south, and there's, you know, a lot of wildlife preserves and whatnot. People in Florida tend to live closer to the coasts, except for the Orlando area, which is, you know, kind of set up. Anyway, so it's a lot of orange groves, a lot of pasture land, a lot of timberland, and, you know, Florida scrub, and there you go. It's God's country. But it is a very remote campground. It is out in the middle of nowhere, so there's no encroaching noises of civilization. So you don't hear trucks at night. Like while you're outside at night sitting in your campground, you're hearing people's air conditioners around you, whatever. But even when you go for a walk in the around the campground, whatever, at night, you know, you can see all the stars up in the sky. There's not a lot of light pollution out there, so you can see the Milky Way. It's just a very relaxing, very lovely place. Most of the central campsites are underneath this enormous hammock of like 200-year-old oak trees. So it's very magical. There's you know, those kind of blooming, once a year blooming cactuses that are up there that are pollinated by bats. I've been there before when those have bloomed. It's a very fun. Anyway, so Camp Mars, it's a fun little campground if you like nature, right? It's not, you know, a lot of gay campgrounds tend to have bars and parties and things like that. But Camp Mars is more subdued. It's more about camping. It's more about being in nature. But there are organized activities, right? There is a rec hall where we do have, so it, the way a typical weekend would work at Camp Mars is there'd be a theme. This week's theme was uniform weeks or uniform weekend. So, a lot of people were dressed in military uniforms, police outfits, you know, kind of that kind of, uniform kind of stuff. I was not in a uniform. I was dressed as an undercover cop. The standard set of events is there's a bingo on Friday night, followed by a campfire and a movie on Friday nights. On Saturday, there's always some daytime activity. This weekend, it was a bike ride for people on Harleys and stuff. They had a wine and cheese party in the afternoon on Saturday, and then like a foam party Saturday night, which is not normal. They don't normally have a foam party. They normally have a dance party, but this time they did a foam party near the pool. Before the foam party, there was like a on Saturday, there's always a communal meal, right? You know, everyone gets together like a potluck, right? Everyone brings a dish and you know, anyway, so it's a fun, it's fun. But, bingo is supposed to start at 9 o'clock. And I looked down at my watch and it was 9:03 and they had not started yet. And now I'm thinking back to the amount of shit that Adam and I get from like Big Fatty and stuff when we don't start exactly on time when we're live streaming, like back in the Pride 48 live streaming days. And I was like, Fatty would hate this. They're 3 minutes late. Fatty would be losing his ever loving mind. He probably doesn't like to play bingo. Anyway, you play bingo. I won. I actually won the big game, the last game, which was for $250. I won it. Also, a very hot guy also won it. So we split the money. So we each took away $125 there, which I figured out in my head, because I only ever pay $5 to play bingo every time I'm there. I would have to have played 61 games of bingo to have not made out ahead somehow. And I don't go there that often. I go there like maybe once every couple of months, and we've only owned the rig for 4 years. Yeah, there's no way I've played 61 games of bingo there. So yeah, I'm ahead. I'm ahead bingo-wise at Camp Mars. But that was it, I think. Had a lovely, lovely weekend at Camp Mars. I will not get into the foam party shenanigans or any of those other things, because this isn't that kind of show. I mean, if you want to hear about gentlemen callers, then call me. No, I don't know. If you want to hear about gentlemen callers, you should probably listen to Big Fatty. That's probably what we should do. I have an outline here somewhere, and I think I'm at the point now where I'm supposed to talk about the AI segment. So I don't have a thing set up for the AI segment. There's no theme. We're not doing like a big, a fatty segment here. Why do I keep mentioning Fatty? Anyway, we're not doing, you know, a formal segment here. It's just the AI segment. So welcome to the AI segment. Thank you. If you don't know about, well, I'm sure you know about it. If you haven't used any of the large language models, I would direct you to go to chatgpt.com, because that's what we're going to be talking about. Everything that I'm going to say this week in this segment, you can do from chatgpt.com. Does not require a paid account at all. You can do this totally for free. And because I've spoken so much about the setup and everything here, today is going to be the shortest of them all. But I am on the keto diet, as is my partner, Zach. And so for most of our meals during the week, we actually do keto. And we got into this point where, you know, we had our set meals, like, you know, oh, we can do salmon and Caesar salad, or we can do hamburgers with keto buns, or, you know, we can do meatloaf. We had a couple of recipes of things that we liked that were keto, and we just kept repeating them and repeating them and repeating. So AI can actually solve that. So it would be, you just go to chatgpt.com. I'll do it right now as we're talking. So I'm going to go over here to chatgpt.com, and I'm going to say, hi, I am on the keto diet, and I would like suggestions for four meals that I will be having at home this week. Make sure that the ingredients are standard items that I would likely have or could get, i.e. no lamb or strange vegetables. Vegetables. Oh, God, I don't know how to spell vegetables. Is it vegetables? Vegetables? Oh, my God. Andy Scott is yelling at me right now. Who am I kidding? Andy Scott doesn't listen to this show. Anyway, so yeah, so make sure the ingredients are standard items. I would like likely that this is what I've written so far. I'm on the keto diet and I would like suggestions for four meals that I'll be having at home this week. Make sure the ingredients are standard items that I would likely have or could get, i.e. no lamb or strange vegetables. Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm not going to give anything else. That's all I'm going to give it. And here's what it's going to do. It's going to come up with four things that I could cook this week. And I can always then just tweak that, right? So it's like once it gives me the four things, I can be like, oh, I like one and two, but give me some more options for three and four. And once I'm done with all of that, I can even ask it, hey, can you make a shopping list of this so that when I go to the store, I'm good at it. And if you're a ChatGPT Pro person, you could actually use one of the research models. Oh, God, I'm sounding like those people now, aren't I? Anyway, the point is you could also... With a little bit more advanced AI, you could actually even say, hey, I shop at Publix, favor things that are going to be on sale this week. And it will go out and find the Publix sales circular and help you do that. So this is what it came up with me for here. I'm not going to go through the all the ingredients and everything, but cheesy garlic butter chicken thighs is one of the options that it gave me. Bunless bacon cheeseburger bowls is another that it gave me. Creamy spinach and mushroom pork chops. An egg roll in a bowl. Those are the four items that it gave me there. And like some of these I've had before. I've done the egg roll in a bowl. Those are good. I'm not a big pork chop fan, so I'd probably drop that one. I don't do bunless cheeseburgers because we have keto buns, keto hamburger buns, so we can actually just do hamburgers. So I would probably do some of these things. Like anything, the more specific you get with it, the more information that you give it, the better that it is at coming up with results. So try it. I want you to try it. If you feel overwhelmed by this whole AI thing, just forget it. Just go chatgpt.com. Just ask it a very simple question and see what happens, because it's not going anywhere. I'll tell you that right now. It's like AI is not going anywhere. And I know there's a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, there's some very vocal people that are very much against AI, and they, oh, it's destroying us, or it's just stupid, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. This is one of those pivotal moments where it is going to change going forward. And there's no putting this genie back in the bottle, right? AI is here. It is being integrated into a lot of things. And despite what people will tell you, it is incredibly useful and incredibly good at handling repetitive and mundane tasks. And it is not something, this is like the iPhone in 2007, something where putting a screen and a computer in your pocket changed the way that we interact with the world. Think back about how much the world has changed since 2007 to 2025, when, you literally carry the internet around in your pocket and it changes the way you do things. This is of that level. This is something that is going to change society, is already changing society. So, there you go. I'll get down off my soapbox. I don't know who exactly I'm preaching at. And dear God, I went on for 24 minutes. All right. I'll try to make the rest of the shows much more concise. Again, you can contact me if you would like to at a phone number that I mentioned earlier that's not in front of me right now. There it is, 479-221-9393. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.